This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, it's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top every night at this time. John Machota of The Athletic joining us in just a few seconds, okay? Highly esteemed beat writer of America's team. Longtime morning news now with The Athletic, and he'll join us in just a second. Segment is brought to you by The On-Time Experts and by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. Did get a couple of programming announcements there. I heard from Rich Rice over at the Rangers, and tomorrow at 3:10, guess who? Rangers player show. Who would you most want to talk to right now?
Kamar Rocker.
You got him.
Let's go.
Yeah, Kamar Rocker at 3:10 tomorrow. CY at 4:20 talking about his new contract. By the way, Rocker not throwing until Thursday, if you were wondering, if you're doing the math in the 5 days. I got a lot of guys to layer in there and stuff, so that's what you're looking at. By the way, salute to Leiter. I think he had another six Ks, like four innings over the weekend. Mark Schlereth will be on with us tomorrow at 4:40 as John Machota from The Athletic joins us now on a overreaction Cowboys Monday. John, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to overreact.
Let's overreact, John.
what did you take away from yesterday's game as far as the overall outlook of this team? Are there issues, too big to overcome?
Yeah, that's a good question because while the team is different, there's different players than there were last season and in previous seasons. It's tough to watch that game and not see some similarities to whether you want to talk about the Green Bay game or more so for me, that Arizona game last year early in the season. It just doesn't make sense why you can have the high highs that you had on those first 2 weeks last season and then have that Arizona stinker and then do the same thing to start this season with, I guess, maybe if the Saints go on to be, like make the NFC Championship game, maybe we look back and go, well, that was just a really good team. I just don't get the sense that that's going to happen. And so because of that, you factor all that in, and there's parts of it where you're just like, it makes it tough for me to sit here and tell anybody that, yeah, no, I think that this will all get fixed, and this team will go make a deep playoff run and get to a Super Bowl, and everybody will just look back and laugh at that because, that was an outlier game. We've just seen it too many times over the years, particularly the run defense is the biggest thing for me. I really question, the coaches and the players don't want to talk about January, but to me, that's what I judge this team on is what happens in January. And I just don't know that I see a run defense happening anytime between now and January that's going to be able to hold up consistently to win multiple playoff games.
Yeah, and John, I mean, you were there and got to hear what Zim said. I don't know if there was anything that stood out to you from Zimmer's approach to this, thinking he can fix it, but I wonder if this is just, it's a personnel problem. They're just not good enough at defensive tackle.
So I will say this. I'm not a person that, I wasn't around the team, covering the team when he was here previously. So since I've covered the NFL, he was, the Vikings head coach. And so when he was asked questions about today, I will say he does come off as like, you really do believe what he says. Like he is adamant that he's going to get it fixed. He mentioned the whole, getting it fixed back in 2000 when they opened the season and got blown out by the Eagles and he got it fixed then and he'll get it fixed again this time. And so we'll see. I specifically asked him about the defensive tackle position just because, this isn't like the last couple of years this hasn't been up to, defensive tackle, it's been a long time since it's been a team strength. And he maintains that they have the guys that he thinks can get it done against the run at defensive tackle. He feels comfortable about that, and he thinks that if you can just get these teams to have to be in third long situations, that their pass rush will take care of itself. And I do believe that. It's just I wonder against good teams that really want to run the ball. Like I said, in January, I wonder if they have the guys inside that can get the job done.
What was the locker room like after the game?
Pretty similar to most losses. I mean, I will say this, when you cover a team that has Micah Parsons, you're always going to have, Micah's not going to be a guy that just leaves without talking to the group, you know? And he's going to give you thoughtful answers. And so when you have some guys like that in the locker room, it's never too bad. I mean, I've covered teams before where you go in after a loss like that and really no one's talking. You might get like one or two players and that's it. But I mean, most of the guys talked and, Micah's the only one that mentioned the effort. Nobody else I heard had said that. You know, people talked about, I think Eric Kendrick said about, you know, it humbles you, and other players talk about it being unacceptable and that. But I will say, I mean, we've heard that stuff before. You know, I mean, I remember that Arizona loss. It was, yeah, maybe we got too high on ourselves. And you sit there and you scratch your head and you go, you got too high on yourselves. It's two games. You blew out the Jets and the Giants. They're not good teams. How did you get too high on yourself off of those two games? And so, like I said, there's just a lot of stuff that happened in that game that I take the Saints out of it. I know that you guys deal with this a lot with Cowboys fans, and when things don't go well, people like to take shots at like, well, the team isn't that talented. It's not that team. There is enough talent in that locker room that what happened yesterday should not happen against any team in the league. They shouldn't get blown out by the Chiefs, whoever you want to say is the best team in the league, the Niners, whoever you think it is. Nobody should blow them out like that. Nobody should go their first six possessions and just go right down the field and score touchdowns. And real quick, I just want to say the part that I thought stood out the most is when CD makes that miraculous catch, they get the touchdown, they answer, and it's right back in the striking distance. You got a ball game. And then the defense gets back on the field, and I think they let them go 70 yards, like 11 plays.
Yeah.
That, to me, was the most disheartening part.
Yeah. It really felt like the Packers game, as John Machota is joining us. Back to Zim, to jump ahead to the Ravens game, he said Micah Parsons could be used as the spy for Lamar Jackson, which is interesting by itself, but also is Overshown not favored by the coaches as much as the fans and media thought maybe he was? What do you say?
Yes. So when I tweeted that out, I've noticed there's been people that have commented that. No, that's not it at all. This is just my take on that. I think that Zimmer stands at the podium and not he doesn't want to tell the Ravens, oh, yeah, Overshown's going to be the spy. I will be surprised if Overshown isn't the spy on Lamar Jackson. It just worked too well against Deshaun Watson, and not that he's anywhere near as mobile as Lamar, but more so than a Derek Carr would be. And it isn't about DeMar being Overshown. With the coaching staff, like them not liking him, it's that they wanted to be more in their base defense yesterday, and because of that, that's where you got more Maris Leafau. And then the other factors in with it as well is that because Overshown has come off that knee injury, I do think there's a little bit of them wanting to not give him the number of reps he would get, let's say, if he was coming in off of, like, you know, he had never had the knee injury. I think they're slowly trying to ramp him up. I think that factors in as well. But I'm interested to see DeMar being Overshown next week, just because I was stunned at how he couldn't. He was so amazing in that first game. I just thought we would for sure see a handful of like plays where you could notice his speed and that, and it really wasn't there. And I don't think it's an Overshown thing as much as I kind of think that the defensive line never really gave the linebacker.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a chance to really eat and do what they do. I think that factored in as well. And so, no, I don't think it is anything with the coaches. Now, if he's barely out there against this Ravens team, I'll be a little bit more surprised. But, no, I still think that they think they're expecting a lot out of DeMar being Overshown this year.
John, take your pick. You want to talk about the Cowboys' run offense or red zone offense? Which one would you like?
I'll talk run offense. Let's do that.
Okay. When you look at this Cowboys' run offense, yesterday probably, you know, the game got out of hand. But do you have any confidence at all? If there's anything, is there anything you feel like you can hang your hat on going forward with this run offense?
I do think the offensive line will continue to get better the more snaps you get with Beebe and Guyton, and I think they'll figure some things out there. I'm not confident in it. Like, you know, the top confidence for me would be 2014 with DeMarco Murray. I'm just going off the teams I've covered.
Right.
14 Murray, 16 Ezekiel Elliott. It's obviously nowhere near that, you know, but I think it's probably, it's closer to maybe 15, where they come back, they let Murray go, and they come back with Darren McFadden and Joseph Randall. And it's not great, but it's still, McFadden ends up being a 1,000-yard back. I think Randall might have like 350 yards or something like that. Obviously nowhere near what Murray did, but it was good enough to win. It could win you games if you had a good rest of your team around. Obviously in 15 they didn't when Romo went down. But on this particular team, if you had that run game, I think it's good enough. I think it's good enough that it can get things going to where this team is strength is its passing offense, but you're not going to be able to meet the peak of that if you're not running the ball at all. I do think it can get better, and I will say, whether it's Dalvin Cook or somebody that's not on the team right now, I think you can add running backs at a pretty low cost, and if it's not working with the group they have right now in another week, two weeks, maybe three
yeah.
weeks,
mm-hmm.
maybe they kick their tires on that. I just think that's more fixable than like when I was talking earlier about the run defense.
John Machado with us from The Athletic here on 105.3 The Fan. I did wonder, John, and Gavin read the quotes from Dak yesterday in the press conference, and he was kind of referring to like, man, I kind of wish our offense could do some of that stuff. I think Dak's kind of getting maybe a little frustrated with how this offense is.
That's interesting you say that, because I do think it's weird to say this, but as a reporter, there are times where I'll read a quote and then I'll listen to the person say it and I'll have a little bit different feeling off it. So when I read Dak's quote on that, I do think it does sound like that a little bit, but I asked him that question about the defense and being surprised, and that was his response to it. And when he was saying the response to me, I took it more as, I don't know what you want me to do here, but I'm not going to throw this defense under the bus.
Yeah.
I got to say something right now. So let me sit there and say, I wish we could score every single time we went down there, because I'm not about to trash our defense, because plenty of you guys are going to do it anyway. That's just the way I took it, though.
John Machota of The Athletic here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Did you guys pepper Shoddy with questions about the Shanahan offense like they were flying at Mike?
He didn't get as much of those as Mike did. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, it's certainly something that we're seeing around the NFL. But I also wonder with that is, so are we looking at a future where every single team has an offensive coordinator or offensive head coach that's going to run that system? I know it's a copycat league, but I feel like none of these trends last forever. So eventually that people are going to figure that out, and then it'll be something else. And so there's just a part with the Cowboys, like, you know, I get that people, you know, see that and they're just like, well, why don't we have an offense like that? But there's a part of me that covers the Cowboys and I'm just like, yeah, you know when the Cowboys will turn to that offense? When it's like that cycle is already coming to an end, you know, mm-hmm. instead of catching it at the early stages, you know. Because if you want to take the Cowboys out of it, I just think of it from a perspective of, as bad as you think the Cowboys are, they're nowhere close to being as bad as Washington's been.
Sure.
And the fact that they had the whole crew on their sideline at one point, I mean, they had their pick. They could have Shanahan, McVay, whatever. I mean, they let them all out the building. And so there's a part of me that does wonder. I get that they're coming off of this, you know, a bad loss, that, you know, that's the thing that needs to change, and that I don't see that as being the issue with this Cowboys team, and I really haven't for the last few years. It's really been the stinker of a games that particularly happen on defense that is the reason that I feel that they can't take that next step.
Any idea what the Kim K audible is?
That's a good question. Yeah, I knew when he said that. I've been listening to the game broadcast live on YouTube TV while I'm watching them, so they're probably, you know, about 30 seconds behind. I knew as soon as he said that was going to be a thing. But no, we haven't got a chance to ask, and there was no chance I was going to ask in the post game after that awful of a game. But I'm going to get to the bottom of it for you guys, because I am interested in that as well.
Yeah, get to the bottom of the Kim K thing, please. It's a John Machota here with us. What can you tell us about Zach Martin, Jake Ferguson, and the chances they play against Baltimore?
Probably the best thing that's happened for this team over the first 2 weeks is that they've been able to dodge injuries that when they happened, they look like they could potentially be maybe not season ending, but ones where kind of like we've been hearing today, whether you talk about Cooper Kupp and some of these guys where it's like, Christian McCaffrey looks like he's going to be IR out 4 games. Like, there's just the way that Martin went down yesterday. I was thinking that was the case. And then I thought for sure when he came out of the injury tent, he'd go right to the locker room, and he didn't. And when he got on the exercise bike, I kind of thought that was kind of a good sign. And then they put him back in that game, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's a really good sign. And so it sounds like that they expect him to play this week and that he's not going to miss any time. And then everything I've heard on Ferguson is that he was close on Sunday. Well, actually on Saturday when they had their practice, but they wanted to give him a little bit more time. So I fully expect him to be on the field again this Sunday.
So fixing the defense, are you trying to trade for a defensive tackle then, or how could you do it in this, what's left of this season?
I mean, it's a great question because I just don't think it's doable. And the reason why I say that is because it's defensive tackle, like the elite of the elites. I just feel like it's almost like quarterback where there's so few of them. When I say that, I mean one that you'd immediately plug in. You're like, no, this is fixed. And the problem is that when you've paid the contract to Dak and to CD, and you're planning on paying Micah in the future as well. So I don't know if you can be giving up the picks that it would take to get a really good defensive tackle that would instantly come in and fix this thing. I'm pretty sure that the Rams have Aaron Donald's rights, even if he decided to come out of retirement. But if there was some way they could work a move there, that's the one I always say to people when people are like, when they give the hypothetical, whether the season started or right now, with the whole, well, there's no chance that I'm going to ever believe that the Cowboys are going to be any different. I'm like, well, if you woke up one morning and you found out that they got Aaron Donald, I bet you that your tune would change on that. Mm-hmm. But I still think the Rams own his rights on that. So I wish I had a good answer for you, but I don't think that you can just fix it midseason. I mean, the hope was to fix it with Mozzie Smith, and it just didn't happen.
Do you believe 1993 Jerry would get him out of retirement in a Cowboys uniform?
I do. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Thank you, Johnny. You're the man. Thanks, have a great one, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
John Machota of The Athletic.